Invitation for Mary Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, March 1748. Address as a letter, Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Strong, follow up for Mrs. Garcia with renal failure. Complaining of feeling tired, exhausted, and dyspnea all the time. Not physically active, has gained some weight, 201 up to 205, since August, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, a stable lower extremity edema, trying to do low salt, does not check blood pressure at home, has seen cardiology, Dr. Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E Watson, no changes in the recent past. Diabetes numbers in the morning around 140, doesn't check it at night. Present diabetes A1C at 8.2. Other review system is negative. I review medications. I will highlight the Lasix, Metoprolol, Diltiazem, otherwise cholesterol, diabetes management, which includes Invokana, I-N-V-O-K-A-N-A. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 145 over 70, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses or ascites, 3 plus edema bilateral without cellulitis, which appears to be baseline. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, creatinine 1.6, previously 1.79. For a GFR of 33, stage 3B, a low sodium 133, a normal potassium acid base, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, malanemia 12.9. Low level of protein in the urine, a ratio of 0.39 being normal less than 0.2. Negative antinuclear antibody, normal complement levels, no evidence of monoclonal protein, both kappa, K-A-P-P-A, and lambda elevated as part of renal failure. No blood in the urine. Kidney ultrasound, bilateral small, 8.1 on the right, 8.3 on the left, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, slowly progressive over time, associated to bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention, low-level proteinuria, this is non-nephrotic range, background of diabetes, fair control to poor, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, as well as coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, prior echocardiogram, diastolic dysfunction, I don't see nephrotoxic agents. She is at risk for renal artery stenosis. However, given the small size of kidneys, any potential interventions less likely to produce a clinical improvement. We will continue chemistry on a regular basis. She does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Her fatigue or tiredness is not related to the kidneys, as there is no major potassium acid-base abnormalities and minimal anemia. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 5 months. Continue educating patient about the meaning of advanced renal failure, no immediate indication for dialysis. End of dictation.